Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And today we're looking ahead to the 16th year of Directions EMEA being held in Lyon, France. Now it's a show that is the cornerstone of most Microsoft partners' calendars. So it's great to be speaking with James Harmer of SEER 365 as we look ahead to the show. So welcome to the podcast, James.
Thanks, Ben. It's great to speak to you again.
Yeah, good to see you. Now, I've known you, I think, over 5 years now, James, and in that time you've filled a number of different roles, but you've always been within that ERP vendor space. Now, you're currently Partner Enablement Director at SEER. So what does that involve?
I can't believe it's been 5 years, Ben. Wow, really that long already?
A little bit
about me. So as you mentioned, I've always been in the business information space. In fact, I'm one of the few people who went to university actually for that. So my background, went to university, did a degree in business information systems, and I actually started in application support, moved to implementation consultancy, pre-sales, then moved into sales, so account management and new business sales. I think that's where our paths crossed all those years ago, this time in the Dynamics ERP space. Now I'm at SEER 365, Partner Enablement Director, and my role's actually, it's come full circle. So I do a bit of sales and marketing, account directorship, but actually a lot of my role now entails back training partners, making sure they get the most out of our Guide 365 platform. I do a lot of the development, not coding, but helping make sure that the application drives in the direction that our partners need to help them to influence the roadmap, as well as support. So I started in support, and now I do a bit of application support as well. But yeah, mainly my role is making sure our partners get the most out of the Guide 365 platform.
Brilliant. It's funny about support, because actually at Formpipe, our graduate program tends to be focused on bringing people into support, because it just gives you such a good understanding and I think awareness of how a product is used in a live environment. So
It's a great foundation. I would recommend it to anyone to understand a bit of product, even if you want to move into sales or marketing. It's always good to have a good foundation that application support brings.
Yeah, brilliant. Good. Okay. Well, we're starting to believe that, you know, social distancing and everything that we went through with the pandemic is behind us. Unfortunately, I've been recently touched by COVID again, but you know, it's nowhere near what we had a few years ago. So we're back traveling and meeting people in that more natural way. And that does help when it comes to building relationships. You know, it is a much more humane thing to do, isn't it? I know we're meeting online today, but I'm looking forward to next time we get to meet and have some food together. So Directions must offer you those kind of introductions or continued relationships in abundance.
It does. It's fantastic. Now, remote working has its place. You know, it can be very productive. As you mentioned, you can quickly jump on calls and get things done. But I always find that initial introduction is always better done face to face. When we first met, that was in face to face, and you know, over the years, I've always been able to pick up the phone to yourself or your colleagues, and that's really what kind of Directions is all about. We always take our youngsters there, so we've had people join us in the last 12 months from out of industry. They're going. It's a great way to accelerate their learning and networking. The likes of you and I, being around quite a bit now, you know, got a black book, got many contacts, but that was all developed through face-to-face in-person meetings. Directions, there's a couple of thousand people there. I was there in Hamburg last year, and I now have regular contacts with people who I met at that event. So it's invaluable.
Yeah, it's that ability to just immerse yourself within that environment for a couple of days, isn't it? It's invaluable to like you've just said, either grow knowledge or just your first experience of going to a show like that. It's a great opportunity.
It is. And you can focus. You're there particularly to learn and to network. You haven't got the buzzing of Teams or Outlook or jumping in and out of meetings. You can fully immerse yourself in those kind of face-to-face and building relationships for those 2 or 3 days. And it's not just the formal setting, it's that informal setting, you know, maybe it's over a drink or over a coffee. But again, you know, you'll find going forward, your relationships are much stronger with the people that you have met in person. All of our follow-up meetings can be remote, but yeah, you can't beat that face-to-face, certainly from my perspective.
Yeah, fully agree. And it will actually be 2 weeks' time today that yourselves and the Formpipe team will be there at the show. So what makes this one stand out? You know, why is this one so special? And without being crude, you know, why do we feel that we get such a good return for the investment of time and resource that we put into this particular event?
It's certainly in the Business Central space, the biggest event of the year. Okay, so Directions EMEA, there's thousands of people there. Microsoft have a good attendance there. You can learn a lot about kind of the roadmap and network and meet lots of your peers and partners, learn about what other partners are doing, as well as the ISV ecosystem. Incidentally, we were there last year. We actually had a problem in development. We'd hit a roadblock. We needed some functionality. One of our employees was there, met with an ISV, and they actually solved the problem on that day. We got a free trial license. So we would not have stumbled over that blocker had you not been able to meet that ISV and get the solution to the problem. We may have stumbled across it over the internet doing research, but it massively accelerated our development.
Yeah, it's great. I think when you do get those actual kind of stories out of an event, it reminds you why you do go to them. I know one of the highlights for me when I go to a show like this is to remind myself what's happening within, outside of my organization and within the organizations that we touch. You know, that can either be through somebody that you already know, meeting somebody completely new who's maybe just on the edge of what you get involved in, or attending a specific talk. And, you know, often you sit there and it just triggers off a few ideas in your own mind. So I think that ability to learn is something that we get from those shows. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely. You cannot come away from this event and not feel inspired. You know, we did last year. We come away with loads of ideas. I was particularly impressed last year with the talks around kind of Copilot and AI. Now, that's been a hot topic over the last 12 months. But at the last event, they had announced how there was Teams integration and you can view Business Central functionality from within Teams. And we were like, wow, this could really open it to the masses. You know, you can foresee a future where not everyone needs to log into the ERP to see your bad debtors or, you know, how satisfied is your customer. People in the back office using kind of Word and Outlook, they can be getting those insights without having to log into the main ERP or CRM system. And we thought we need to be investing in this ourselves and thinking how can kind of AI and Copilot help influence our own roadmap. It is very inspirational.
I've recently started using Copilot and it's so impressive. It also scares me a little bit, James, right? You know, when it knows what I'm trying to do. It's as a man who's over 40, you know, it still kind of scares me a little bit, that, but hey.
Yeah.
Now, and you touched on it there. I mean, Directions is heavily focused on the BC market. Yeah. And when I look at that market, it is an exciting one. It evolves. It moves quite quickly. So how do you, and maybe your colleagues at SEER, how do you see the BC market currently?
It's busy. So I work with a lot of systems integrators who are implementing Business Central, and they're all busy. They're all hiring. So, you know, business must be good. I think that's fueled through a few different things. I think you obviously have a large install base currently on the likes of Great Plains and the Microsoft Navision product. That goes end of life, finally, I believe, it was September, October 2025. So there's lots of kind of upgrades and re-implementations happening in that marketplace. There's also been a massive shift to SaaS and cloud. That was a big topic in Hamburg last year. So it'd be interesting to see what the stats are in the keynotes in Lyon. But certainly, Business Central lends itself very well to a SaaS platform. It can be installed kind of, you know, and implemented in a quite a short amount of time, which is great when you're paying SaaS subscription fees, because then the business owners can realize that return on investment much quicker than, say, your traditional on-prem installation of a large ERP. So yeah, I'd say business is very well in that space, primarily funded through a lot of those upgrades and re-implementations, as well as net new logos. I think Dynamics is very strong now. I think the brandings, it's been in the Gartner quadrants for quite some time now. So it certainly has a competitive advantage over a lot of its competitors.
Yeah, it's trusted, isn't it, James? It's, you know, Dynamics as an overall package is really well trusted now within that market.
It is. I think that COVID time actually helped the Microsoft Dynamics ecosystem because of the boom in Teams and then that integration into the likes of Business Central. I think that's helped get the brand out there to a lot of organizations that might not have considered Business Central. And then with the AI and the Copilot coming and the Teams integration, I think that's only going to help accelerate it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, there's obviously so much to go at the show. Okay, there's so many topics that they could cover. Is there one specific thing that you're really looking to get your teeth into whilst you're there?
The keynote's unmissable. That's really good. You know, a lot of the partners and sponsors tell us a lot about their product development and roadmap, as well as Microsoft. They always talk about the stats and the investment that's coming in the next 12 months into the product. There's typically a roundtable where partners can help influence the roadmap, and that is invaluable, actually. Imagine being a roundtable, being able to say where you need the product to be developed going forward and having Microsoft listen to that. I think that's, you know, certainly a big one for us. And then it is that learning. So it is a bit of a techie conference. A lot of partners do take their developers, their business analysts, their solution architects to learn. See what the roadmap is, see what ISVs are developing and where the market's shifting. So, yeah, looking forward to the keynote and those roundtables, as well as all of the sessions in terms of learning.
Yeah, I think stuff like roundtable, it really makes it feel like a community, you know, all moving in the same direction together, which is great.
You can't forget the closing party as well. It's not bad.
I would never raise that, mate, never. So if somebody's going to attend Directions, how can they best reach out to you and make sure that they book some time? Because it's a vast event, okay? So if they need to meet James Harmer, how can they best do that?
Yeah, I've already been reaching out and I've got a few meetings lined up. But we have a stand, so you can find us on S42. We'll be there for the 3 days. If you do come and see us on the Wednesday, you might get an invitation to our drinks event that we're hosting on the Wednesday evening. So please do be an early bird and come and see us on the Wednesday if you can. You can always drop me an email or land on our LinkedIn site. We do have an email address. It's directionsemea@cf365.com. So drop us an email there and be happy to meet you.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, it sounds like a great event and definitely sounds like you're looking forward to it, James. So thanks for joining us today.
No, great seeing you again, Ben. Anytime.
So thank you to James for joining us today. And he's already told you how you can reach out and connect to him at Directions. Formpipe team will be Nick Collard and Michael Weber. Weber is spelled with a W. And reach out to them on LinkedIn if you want to meet them at Directions in Lyon. I'm Ben Saxton. Join you next time on Beyond the Document.